The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen, Ray Engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. Today, Cyber Monday. It all really started last week online with Black Friday before Thanksgiving continues on. It's become almost like a week-long event, so a lot of people taking advantage. I think the shoppers online this year the percentage is more than folks who say they will be going to the mall to do their Christmas shopping. So the sea change has certainly happened. It is Monday, November 27th, 2017. Coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. I've got our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. All of our podcasts, the complete show archive, all available for you at buckmastershow.com. If you'd like to join in the fun, the live line number is 790-2040 for your calls and comments. Monday, we do the Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators this week, John Munger and Vince Arabago. Mr. Munger, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor, and Vince Arabago, longtime Democrat Party activist, former attorney general candidate in Arizona, also in 2010, also a well-known attorney and former head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. John and Vince, how was the weekend? How was Thanksgiving?
It was a very
great
wonderful
weekend.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Vince and John, what a collapse for U of A basketball. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's too bad. Too bad, but
rough start.
Rough start. The boys better grow up.
Well, dropping out of the top 25, only one other team, according to our friends at the Arizona Daily Star, they charted only one other number two went out of the top 25, and that was back a couple of decades ago. Louisville dropped out. But when you got when you're 3-3, John, you shouldn't be in the top 25. Yeah, and then of course not a great the ASU U of A game, Vince.
Yeah, that was
when
tough.
When Tate went down, there go the Cats' chances, it seems.
That's right. When he went down, certainly affected the game. And hats off, obviously, to our friends up from up north of the Gila there on their victory. But we will be back to reclaim the cup next year.
Well, there's a lot going on this week now. The Senate really needs to tackle, if they're going to do this, it's got to be done here soon. The Republicans are really pushing full speed ahead on their tax cut plan. And they're having to sell this, John Munger, to a skeptical public because a lot of the polling shows Americans are opposed rather than supportive of the sweeping proposal to reduce corporate rates and some individual tax bills. Do you think they're going to get something done?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they're likely to unless we have a few mavericks like John McCain hold out just because they're angry people. We can only lose two votes. The Democrats aren't helping at all. I'm not worried about the public. This is going to be a huge tax cut for everybody. The corporate rates are being cut. Individual rates are being cut. It's going to produce, if it happens, and I pray that it will, it's going to produce a magnificent growth in our economy. More jobs, more prosperity
for
everybody.
You think the stock market will react too? And
well, the stock market's already built in. Yes, it will continue to climb if this happens. If it doesn't happen, I think the stock market may move down a little bit, considerably actually. But the Democrats aren't helping at all. They're just stonewalling. So I guess the Democrats don't want a tax cut. They just want to have their normal tax and spend policies and bigger and bigger government at all times. That seems to be their standard.
Well, let's see if Vince agrees with that.
I love the simplistic talking point that John never wavers from, just that Democrats tax and spend, you know, that they just want to keep going the same way they've always gone. The reality is that the criticism is not just coming from Democrats. It's coming from the conservative side of the aisle as well. Looking at this from a number of different points, first, there's just, and I'm not the one saying this, there's plenty of people like Forbes magazine. There's just no economic justification for going forward with this proposal. You know, John and the Republicans have been arguing that look how great the GOP is doing. Unemployment is down below 4%. The stock market is through the roof. Corporate profits are through the roof. So from a financial model, there's just absolutely no justification. This is not to stimulate anything. The economy, according to the GOP, is doing great. So first of all, you just start off from the wrong time to engage in irresponsible policy. So when John and others try to attack Senator McCain or other responsible, concerned Republicans who are concerned about driving this country further into debt and into deficit, they just want to throw the disparaging comments saying he's an angry old man, like I just heard a moment ago, when the reality is you look at all of these nonpartisan groups and even groups like the Penn Wharton Policy Center there that has evaluated, that's run by a former Bush administration official, has come out and conservatively estimated that this will drive our country $1.5 trillion further into debt. And once you take out some of the misleading statistics that are being used to push it, for example, they only take into consideration certain tax credits that are going to be phased out in 5 years, but then they don't account for the remaining cost that will occur. Well, the numbers go up.
Let me respond.
So there's those two things. Okay. Let me just summarize. It's the wrong time. There's no justification for it. And when you start looking at the deficit, without even getting into the rest of it, we can get into the rest of it throughout the rest of the show, but
sure.
It's a hugely irresponsible maneuver.
We'll get into
maneuver.
It. Now let's let John respond.
Here's the problem. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the civilized world. We tax our corporations at 35%. Other countries, I believe Canada's at 12%. Mm-hmm. Our companies can't compete. As a result of those high taxes, we have about $3 trillion parked of American money parked overseas because the companies can't bring back $3 trillion into our economy without being taxed at 35%. That's a real problem, and it results in fewer jobs, etc. The Democrats are apparently in favor of being the highest tax country in the civilized world. And the numbers that Vince is citing pertaining to the increased deficit of $1.5 trillion don't account for the growth in the economy that will happen by virtue of creating more jobs, more people employed, more people paying taxes, more prosperity in the company, more buying and selling production of goods. And that will result in more prosperity, more taxes. It always has in the past. It did under Calvin Coolidge. It did under John Kennedy. It did under Ronald Reagan. When your taxes are that high and you bring the taxes down, you create more wealth, more jobs for everyone. Hmm. And I remind you that this isn't just a corporate tax cut. Mm-hmm. Small businesses the pass-through businesses, their taxes will, which create 60% of the jobs in this country, their taxes will go down. It's not just for large corporations. But small businesses will get huge tax cuts. They'll be able to hire more employees and create more wealth for everybody. And then finally, the individuals themselves will be taxed less. All of that is going to mean that people have more money in their pockets. They're going to be earning more. They're going to be paying more taxes. And you're going to have that growth. But the numbers that Vince talks about don't account for that growth. And that's the problem with his so-called deficit increase of 1.5 million. They don't account for the growth that's going to happen.
Well, actually, that's not true, John. True. You can actually look up the Penn Wharton business model, which does account for those things. And in fact, for example, these are not liberal institutions. They said, for example, that it would boost economic growth less than 1% over 10 years. That's Penn Wharton. Look at University of Chicago, also another conservative school, the Book School of Business there. They did a study, a poll of economists, and out of 1 out of 42, only 1 out of 42 said that this bill would increase economic growth substantially. And in fact, 52% disagreed that it would lead to substantial economic growth. Wow. And let me sort of finalize it with this. There's two other points to this. You can look at entities or example, conservative magazines that are about wealth and business, like Forbes. Forbes pointed out, and this is a quote coming from an article titled that this is the end of GOP economic sanity. And it said, and I'll just quote the part that was most relevant here, this would be the start of a decades-long economic policy disaster unlike any other that has occurred in American history.
Well,
now, let me cap it off with this.
Yeah,
John has said a lot of things.
Then John can come on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
break.
What. I'll let John go ahead and finish up with whatever he wants to say then.
All right.
Well, here's the problem.
Why don't you – can you hold – Vince, are you finished with what you've – okay.
Well, there's more to it, but we can talk
about
it after
the
break.
But, John, I do need to take the break, and then we will have your rebuttal.
All right. That's fine.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. So it's 1216-790-2040 if you'd like to join in our Monday political face-off with John Munger and Vince Robigo. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improved mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your BBB, here to share two of our 12 tips to a fun and safe holiday season. Tis the season for charity giving. First tip, check out give.org to find BBB accredited charities that have fully disclosed information to BBB Wise Giving Alliance. Second tip, request a free holiday issue of the BBB Wise Giving Guide to be sent to a friend or family member. To read all of our BBB holiday tips, visit bbb.org/holiday helper. Happy holidays from the entire team at Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, University of Arizona climate scientist Dr. Zach Guido. He'll break down what has been the driest and hottest autumn in Tucson history. Plus, Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. Have our worldwide live listening, the podcast, and the archive at buckmastershow.com. Alrighty then, welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Vince Robago to my left, John Munger to my microphone right. And John is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Hey, John.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Can
sure.
you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, perfectly. I'll keep it short. Gentlemen, I just turned on the radio in the car. I heard one of your comments that I happen to work for one of the world's most powerful business groups, so I know a little bit about this. The comment I heard on the radio is that the forecast is for a 1% growth rate if it's successful. But when you're talking about our economy growing from 2.5% or 3% to 4%, that's a 33% increase in growth.
That is correct.
And on top of that, it means our Social Security system will be solvent for many years, if not decades longer. The deficit will come down faster and the debt not increase as much. It's massive. And
okay.
It needs to be supported.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, John. Vince, you want to respond to that?
Well,
John said he agrees.
Well, yeah. May I make some comments? Vince just gave
okay.
you a big statement.
Okay.
Vince's, your listeners, John's comments are exactly right. Vince says, well, it'll only grow 1%. 1% in GDP is worth trillions of dollars. And that's what these folks don't understand. Now, insofar as this Forbes article is concerned, that was not written by Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes, who is the publisher of the magazine, is strongly in favor of these tax cuts for all of the reasons I've described. What these folks don't understand is they minimize it and say, well, 1% growth in GDP, that's not much. That's huge. The problem on the liberal side is they've been saying, for example, Larry Summers, one of the big liberal tax gurus, has been repeatedly saying, the United States is done. We can never get over 1.8 to 2% tax growth or GDP. Life is over in the United States. I don't believe that. I don't think most Americans believe that. We have experienced just in the past two quarters under President Trump, even without the tax cuts, we're up to 3% growth. Our national average over a period of time is 3.5%. There's no reason why we need to be producing under the national average over our history. So going from 2% to 3% or 2.5% to 3.5% or even 4% is huge. And your listener, John, who's obviously educated on this, is well aware of that. You cannot have a competitive country where our tax rates, both for individuals, corporations, and small businesses, is higher than everybody else in the world. It cannot work.
Okay, John. And I'm sorry if I sort of didn't give you your say.
That's fine.
All right. Chuck, Vince, we'll go to you after we hear from Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yes, I just want to make a couple comments about the tax cut, and mm-hmm. I'm all in favor of it. And the Democrats are saying, oh, no, this can't be a tax cut. It's got to be revenue neutral. Well, if it passes as a revenue neutral bill, then where's the tax cut? There is no tax cut because everything is the same. And second comment, I'd like to remind Vince that I believe Obama got $1 trillion in stimulus money to spend. But there was no outrage then, and that's it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Chuck. Now it's Vince's turn.
Sure, happy to address Chuck's points before mm-hmm. discussing John.
Okay.
First of all, when President Obama was in office, we were dealing with the massive economic crisis that was created by the deregulation of our financial industries. And so the reason there was no outrage is because we needed to stimulate the economy. So that is as to that. I'm not quite sure I understand what he's talking about when he's talking about revenue neutral, that it doesn't make sense with a tax cut. The reality is you can cut taxes, and then that leads to a deficit because you're not getting revenues in the door to support agencies. And so that is why, like Senator Bob Corker, many responsible Republicans, hopefully Arizona Senators Flake and McCain, are looking at how badly this is going to put us further into debt. We're about $20 trillion in debt already in the deficit, and they want to drive it further into it because this does not account for those things. Now, let me address John's points. First and foremost, this issue, and also the last caller, Mr. John and John, I guess, this issue about 1% and saying how much that's going to be. Why lie then? When Trump and his folks are claiming that this is going to stimulate and that this is stimulating between 3 and 5% in the economy, and we can show, and even conservative models are showing that it's less than 1, why lie? When a plan stinks, you lie to cover it up. We saw this with the healthcare debacle, and that's what's happening once again. You don't have to lie if it's good policy, but that's exactly what they're doing. Second point is this, having to do with the tax rates. John says, oh, we're the most taxed rate country in the world, 30-35%. The reality is study after study, and we've talked about this on the show before, those companies are not paying those taxes. So it's an abstract number. So the reality is these companies are not they're keeping their money over there. He had essentially admitted it in his comments. They've got all this money over there. They're not paying their taxes. They're not paying their fair share.
The reason they're not paying the taxes, Vince, is because they have to bring that money back, and they can't bring that $3 trillion back from overseas.
Because they don't want to pay their taxes.
Because of the high tax rate.
So it doesn't really matter.
Vince,
in other words,
no, if the tax
John,
rates
if I may, were, I didn't interrupt
if
you,
the tax
let me
rates
up.
Were lower, they would bring it back.
Okay.
The reality is they're not paying it. So you can say tax rate all day long, you're blue in the
not.
Face, and these
so
companies are not
finish.
Paying at all. Third thing is this whole idea is based on the premise that we're going to see tremendous growth because things are cut. I've referred to this before, and I'll do it again. This was the W.P. Carey, Arizona State. It's a conservative outfit.
It's a business
they did a
school.
Study on our own tax. We are ground zero. We are the example for the country why you shouldn't do this. Look at their 2016 study called Tax Reductions in Arizona, Effects on Economic Growth and Government Revenue. Came out October 2016. It talks about the fact that since the early 90s that the Arizona legislature has repeatedly reduced tax rates, and I'll just give you the money quote right here. The whole idea is that and it was based on the idea that we were going to see increased economic growth. Here it goes. However, empirical evidence indicates that economic performance in Arizona has not been stronger since the tax cuts went
you
into
are
effect.
Talk-
so
okay,
this is
right.
based
so
on a myth
right,
and
right.
deficit funding, and I hope responsible Republicans look through this and look at the long-term effects of what's going to happen.
Now, right. now the response.
All right. Vince, you're talking apples and oranges.
So
Arizona's
saying.
Tax rates are around 4 to 6%. Reducing those is not the same as reducing the federal income tax on corporations from 35%. Of course people are the corporations are not bringing that $3 trillion home because they're going to get taxed at 35% on those on that money. And there are no deductions against it because it's just pure cash. They're going to bring it home when that taxes are reduced so that they are not being deprived of 35% of their income. Once we have a $3 trillion stimulus package coming in private money, this economy is going to grow, and it's also going to grow because everybody is paying lower tax rates. It worked with Calvin Coolidge. It worked with John Kennedy. It worked with Ronald Reagan. And how you guys come up with the idea that lowering tax rates from their abysmally high rates isn't going to result in more GDP growth is beyond me. Now,
they're not going to pay. Like, they haven't been paying.
Vince, you just don't know that. You just don't know that.
And
I want to remember this conversation.
Okay.
When this bill passes and it's signed, hopefully it will be, you watch, and next year we're going to come back, Bill.
Okay.
And we're going to find out who's telling the truth about whether the economy will grow with these taxes.
And we'll see in 10 years when our economy starts going down the tubes with deficit spending, and then agencies start getting cut because you can't pay for it.
All right, guys, got to go. John Munger, thank you, John.
Thank you.
Vince Robigo, thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
All right. Actually, these guys are friends. They walk out of here together, and they're happy. The Monday Political Face-Up. No, they are. They're friends. Sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Thanks, Mo, for your support. Be right back.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, post-Thanksgiving weekend addiction. Yeah, addiction to turkey. Get on the scale on Wednesday before the four-day weekend. Get on the scale today. Pretty much guaranteed you've gained a pound or two. Anyway, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors, reminds all of the Buckmaster Show listeners it's only a three-hour drive over to delightful Silver City, and the holidays coming, folks are going to have time off. Why not explore historic Silver City? Just kick back, relax in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of the great places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Let's go now on the live line to one of two dozen regular contributors to this program, folks I'm very proud of, like Keith Rosenblum, who covers the Mexican scene, the border for us, for the Buckmaster Show. Keith is the former border reporter for the Arizona Daily Star and the Arizona Republic, and he knows lots about Mexico. Hey, Keith.
Bill, I'm just accumulating more knowledge about Mexico for you and your listeners.
Oh, that's what we why we pay
all
you.
I do. I
that's
do.
Why we pay you the big bucks.
I only wonder whether this year you'll send me those W-2s or not.
No.
You get that.
I will send you a nice holiday gift. And
don't send that terrible rum cake again.
No, it's not going to be the rum cake. I guarantee you. But I am very curious about I'm very curious about Mexican shoppers. How's it looking? Are they going to be coming up here because the economy is better in Mexico? What's the deal?
Okay. It's important for anyone who lives in Tucson to understand that there's three or four different dimensions to the Mexican shoppers who come to Tucson. First, it's a ritual. And so as much as we leave the city for Thanksgiving and go on the road and AAA tells us how many miles we'll travel and what the cost of gas is, the northern Mexicans, the Sinaloans, the Chihuahuans, the Sonorans, have a history of coming to the border into the U.S. for holidays. And so there's always that group that's kind of a self-captive audience. They'll be here no matter what. They will always shop. And the economy in Mexico is a roaring economy. So there's no setbacks. It's in particular, the economy of northern Mexico is excellent. The factors then that you would take into account for when they'll come and what they'll do is partly our warmth or our hostility toward the foreigner generally. That is, that Sky Harbor Airport, Tucson doesn't have any international flights, so we exclude that for the moment. And then there's the people coming in through the Agua Prieta Douglas, the Naco Naco, Nogales Nogales, Sasebe, and then over at Lukeville and Sonoita. So how long does it take someone, and at what point does someone say, I don't want to go, or I'm going to go three times instead of four? The lines haven't been bad as I've been coming through of late. The vehicle lanes have been maybe half an hour to 45 minutes, and the pedestrian lanes less. So there's that. That's one of the factors. And then one of the factors is, okay, what is now available in the Mexican supermarkets that hasn't been there before? In the past, you know, prior to free trade and as we were in the transition period, people came to Tucson because it was vital to find things that they just couldn't get even at a Costco in Hermosillo or a Sam's Club or Aurora or the different Mexican brands. There are still, I would say, at a U.S. Costco or at a U.S. Walmart, you're still talking about prices that generally are a quarter cheaper than they are in Mexico, sometimes a little bit more, depending on the origin of the product. And you're also looking at items that just aren't available. So it's not just a question of the pricing, but it's also there's just a lot of stuff that's not available still in Mexico. Tucson, you still come to Tucson for parts for things. You still come to Tucson for technical things. If you're a machine shop, tools, things like that. So there's this combination. And then again, Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson is still, when it comes to entertainment and major league sports and minor league sports and concerts, is still just superior to anything that's available in places like Hermosillo or Obregon or Nogales. So there's those different, I'm going to call them strands of the Christmas, you know, crowds. Also, this is one of those odd things. It actually makes more sense for a lot of people in Mexico if they're going to go into Mexico. If you're going to go to Oaxaca or go to Mexico City or to Acapulco, a lot of times it makes more sense for your trip to originate in the U.S. than it does in northern Mexico. So you also have people who are kind of transit travelers, if you want to call them that.
Let me ask you about taxes. When people, what are the Mexican taxes on consumer items like versus when they come up here and shop here?
You are a bellwether. You are a guy, at least you need to be listened to, because if you come and you're a Mexican and you have and you're a wholesaler, you have what's called your RFC number, your Registro Federal de Contribuyentes. It's your IRS, the equivalent of your taxpayer ID number. And not a lot of merchants in Arizona are set up to do it, but theoretically, and this is the way it's supposed to work, anyone that shows up at any merchant in Arizona and has that RFC number should be exempt from the Arizona state sales tax.
Wow.
That's if they're going to be using it for resale. So, and that would probably, that's a lot of people, by the way, because a lot of the sales that take place to Mexicans, a lot of them obviously are personal sales and they're never going to be resold, but a lot of them are for resale. And so with that RFC number, and a lot of merchants just aren't familiar with it. In fact, I can remember a day when I had a buddy who came up and he went to one of the Costcos in Tucson. They were, I think the Orange Grove one, and they were familiar with it. And the East Side one said, "We can't do it. We don't know what you're talking about." So, but it is their right to be exempted from that sales tax if they present the right ID.
Well, if you were to buy the comparable goods in a store or market in Hermosillo as you would in Tucson, are the taxes about equivalent?
It's always a hard call, because the Mexican government, to keep people from realizing how much it was ripping their citizens off, legislated that the tax be included in the product.
Uh-huh.
So when you go to buy something in a supermarket or in a store, the IVA, they call it, that's the Impuesto Valor Agregado, which means literally the it's a national tax, and it's 16%.
Mm-hmm.
That, as well as other taxes, have to already be in the product, so that way no one's really aware of what they're paying. Although, when you're a American, you go to Mexico and you shop, the Mexicans are set up to do the same thing for us. In other words, when you leave the country, there's a handful of places where you show them the receipts that you've accumulated. This can be hotels or a whole series of things in the entertainment world or consumer world. You can actually ask for your IVA back when you're coming back into the U.S., but you have to go through, it's a little bit more of some somersaults to do, but you're entitled to that as well. So it's a way to keep tourism happy in both countries, I suppose. But the answer to your question is that if you're buying products that are made in Mexico, for example, you're going to buy, leatherware or glassware or things that are coming from different parts of Mexico, generally, even with those taxes, you'll end up paying somewhere between a third and a half of what you would pay for the same thing in the U.S. It's only when those products in Mexico are from elsewhere, they're from Canada or Bulgaria or somewhere else, that the price will be it'll be usually about 20% higher than what we would pay in a department store or a mall setting in the States.
So your gut feeling, this will be a pretty good season, this holiday season for the Mexican
I can already tell you on the Keith metrics,
yes,
which are friends of Keith,
yes,
who are dwindling at this point. But those that say hi will be coming up to visit or to mooch or just be passing through. That index is as vibrant and as strong as ever, and those people are absolutely coming up, and they're coming to Tucson, to Phoenix, to Sedona, to Flag, and to other places. Absolutely. It would take something much, much greater than what's happened up until now by the way, the peso, for what it's worth, has dropped a little bit. So the buying power of people, it's like 18 to the dollar right now. And it's been hovering. It's been 17, then it went to 19. But it's solid right now. And to me, one of the big gaps in Tucson retailing has been the willingness to take pesos. Obviously, we're willing to take people's debit cards and their dollars, but it's always struck me as strange that someone hasn't initiated a program to take pesos. We did, by the way, back when there was a, what's it called, Levy's or Hockamy's or other places, your peso was legal valid. In fact, we gave really good rates. If I go to Mexico today, even though it's a theoretically is important, it's against the law for merchants to take dollars. They do it anyway. And depending on whether it's a Pemex gas station or an Oxxo convenience store, of which there are, I bring that up because there's only 18,000 of them in Mexico, and they can be used for, you know, banking and for virtually anything. And they're also about roughly like a Circle K, but they have all sorts of other functions that they can do. They offer dollars there as an incentive. They actually give you a little bit more. They'll give you like another 2 or 3 or 5% on your dollar in order to buy from them.
All right, Keith Rosenblum, thank you very much, Keith. We'll talk to you again very soon, I hope. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. You bet.
Thanks a lot. Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico. Up next, have you had your flu shot? Well, might be a good time. We'll be right back.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for the holidays and for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare, and Sazerac, Creole kitchen and cocktails are synonymous with quality. 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Back, it is the Buckmaster Show. I spent part of my not Cyber Monday, but Black Friday over at one of our fine sponsors, Green Things, where they have poinsettias like you wouldn't believe, 25,000 in several greenhouses. So, I mean, go by, check out all of your holiday needs over at Green Things. They're conveniently located at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. They're just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. And a shout out to Roger, who was so helpful to me as I was looking for a beautiful rose plant. And I wound up getting what they call, the color is drop dead red. And man, my first rose, already cut it yesterday, and it's already in a pot in the kitchen. It looks great, and it is a vibrant red. So if you're looking for roses, when you go by Green Things, speak to Roger. He knows all about them. Well, it certainly is the flu season, and Marcy Flanagan is here. Marcy is the fairly recently named health director at in Pima County. Marcy, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Welcome and congratulations on your promotion. You've been with the health department for about 17 years, and this is a big deal because you're now like the director.
Right. It is a big deal. It's exciting. I've been in my role since about May 30th. Not that I know the exact date or anything, but it's been fun, and I love the new opportunities that have come my way.
Let's talk about the flu season. Have we had some confirmed flu cases, Marcy?
We have already. Flu got started a little early for us here in Pima County. We've already seen 55 confirmed cases, so that's a little earlier than we saw last year, and last year, our flu season actually lasted even longer into the summer months. So it's never too late to get that flu shot. And that's what we're really here to encourage folks to do is get the flu shot. It's never too early and never too late. As soon as it comes out, we encourage folks to get it and well into the new year.
And Marcy, even though folks haven't had, perhaps have had the flu and it hasn't been officially a confirmed case, because that does require some lab work, right? So you got to do the run-up on the lab work to really make sure it was flu. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who didn't go through all of that had the flu.
Absolutely. That's true every year. The confirmed cases are only those that are going to be confirmed through testing and lab results that we get. But there's lots of those individuals that just kind of stay in bed and stay home. And that's exactly what you should do when you're sick. But they don't even count into our confirmed cases because they didn't have that extra lab work done. So that 55 count, you know, that's what we have confirmed. But that's not to say there haven't been plenty more that have happened here in Pima County already this year.
You know, it's interesting. We're having the driest quarter, certainly September, October, November. And I think this year is definite. Well, I can't say definitely, but unless December turns out to be really, really a cold month, we'll probably be the hottest year on record.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder about correlation, Marcy Flanagan, about the heat and flu cases. And now when it starts to get a little cooler, 10 degrees perhaps by tomorrow, you wonder now if there is a correlation with weather and flu.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people seem to think that because they think of the flu as a winter months type of illness, but it's actually not. It can last, like I said, we usually see the peak in those winter months. Normally, that's not always true, but I think that's why people associate the flu season with the colder months. The peak is usually December through February. And so many people think that that's the only time you could get the flu, and that's why they think it happens with cold weather. But like I said earlier, it lasts well into the summer months. It started already now, and we're still seeing 90-degree weather. So the flu isn't biased towards whether the sun is out or we're wearing shorts or if we're wrapped up in coats and scarves.
Now, I did get my flu shot, Marcy, pretty much a little bit after Labor Day. I jumped in early, and I think I'll probably be okay immunity-wise through the season, right?
Yeah, you'll be good through the season. They CDC comes out with a new flu vaccine every year. They tweak it a little bit to try to make it the best match possible. And so as soon as that flu shot is available, then it's going to last you for the whole season. But it is something that everyone should get annually. If you had it last year, and they'll know when you go to your primary care physician, if you go to a Walgreens, a CVS, any of those, they'll ask you some simple questions to know whether you got last year's vaccine or this year's vaccine. And it's always a good idea just to check. And, you know, there's no benefit to getting two, but if by chance you get kind of confused on your dates and you get two, it's never going to hurt.
It wouldn't hurt. And there is a relatively new vaccine for over 65 that I understand does have some more immune boosting. It has an immune boosting additive.
Exactly.
Kind of like put in the engine of your car, you know, a little additive is going to give you a boost. But no, because there were some issues over the last year or so with the, you know, getting that vaccine is kind of like a fine wine, a winemaker. They've got to get it just right. But this year, they've really, especially for those of us who are over 65, they've given us a little bit of a boost.
Yeah. And that's done because we see in populations over 65 that flu can have the more dangerous effects on individuals that are older and aged and, you know, like fine wine, a little older. And so they add a little booster in there that's just supposed to help make it through the season and then just boost the immunity a little bit.
What about pneumonia shots?
There aren't pneumonia shots. Well, there's pneumonia shots that the little ones get, the infants get the vaccine for, but we don't get those in adults. We get the flu vaccine this time of year.
What can you tell us about the vaccine? The old, I think it's an old wives tale that if you get a flu shot, you're going to get the flu. Some people, you hear it all the time, right?
We do hear it all the time. And that's actually not true.
No.
You know, just like any vaccine, there's going to be some possible side effects. Most people don't have any. The main side effects are going to be soreness, redness at the injection site. Some people seem to get a little small fever, not a high-grade fever, but just a slight fever. And most of those are common with any vaccine that you're going to receive. But the vaccine that they're giving this year, you're not going to have a live vaccine put into you. It's an inactivated flu vaccine that you're given, and you shouldn't have any side effects, and you certainly cannot get the flu from getting the flu vaccine.
We had more than 23,000 flu cases here in Arizona that were verified in the last season. That was last year's season. That's almost twice the number of reports from both the previous and the following season. So no, that was 2015 and 16 was a really bad year.
Yeah. And it seems to, you know, every other year, it's not science that it is definitely going to happen, but it seems to go in waves that will be a light flu season, a hard flu season. And that's why our message is always just to get the vaccine. We don't know what the season is going to end up looking like almost until it's over. Just like last year's lasting late into the summer, we didn't really know that until we start seeing the cases really dwindle down. But absolutely. Last year, Pima County had over 2,600, and that's confirmed cases. Mm-hmm. So you just certainly don't want to be one of those numbers. You'd rather be the number that got the vaccine. And even if you were to get the flu after the vaccine, that does happen. People bring that up, but it's going to be much milder and last shorter in duration than if you were not to have gotten that vaccine.
And if you're coming down with a bug, whether it is some bad cold or even any kind of cold or the flu, please don't go to work.
Please don't go to work. Stay home. Take care of yourself. Get a lot of rest and hydration, and don't pass it on to your coworkers or your family members or anything
like
that.
That's how it spreads.
Absolutely.
And also at all the family gatherings over the holidays. That's why we, Marcy, we see usually a bump in January because people have been at the holidays.
Right, right. Yeah. That's why it's really great timing right now to be talking about this and say, get your vaccine now before you do those travel plans in December or New Year's. And
yeah, traveling through airports and whatever.
Absolutely.
Marcy Flanagan, thank you very much, Director of Pima County Health Department. Thanks, Marcy. And again, congratulations on your promotion. Come back and visit with us again.
Absolutely. Huh? Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, coming up this afternoon, mic check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. They'll put together a great hour from 4 to 5, then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. Me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow. We'll be talking about the incredible hot and dry weather we've been having. Zach Guido, UA climate scientist, joins us tomorrow. Lots to talk about. Have a great afternoon and evening.